New Yorkers use more public transportation than people anywhere else in the country, and ridership is going up. But as transit usage grows, the MTA has noticed one persistent trend on New York's commuter trains. No one likes the middle seat. WNYC's Kat Aaron tracked down some solutions.
Kids fight to avoid them on car trips. Air travelers vie for aisles and windows. And on the Long Island Railroad, people would rather just stand, as one regular rider can attest.
There's usually two or three people standing in each car. They try to tell you that there's empty seats or seats towards the back of the train. That's not usually true.
Barry Wadler takes the LIRR every day, and he's noticed something.
What is true is the middle seats are always empty, but you have to be a Lilliputian to fit in them. So if you get large people, they can't sit down.
We have a middle seat issue.
Helena Williams is the president of the Long Island Railroad, and she has thought about this a lot. Her staff has done surveys, they've held focus groups. It turns out it's linked to the time of day. In the morning, people are more willing to squeeze next to each other. On the ride home, not so much.
By the PM, when people are more spread out and more tired and seem to have more stuff, the middle seat is less occupied.
On one recent evening, the middle seats weren't all empty, but most were. And dozens of people were standing in the vestibule and the aisles, including Patrick, who rides from Penn Station to Floral Park every day and has unambiguous feelings about the middle seat.
Never, ever, no. It's just uncomfortable. I'm a big dude, 6'3". It's weird. There's no elbow room, no space, so no, ever.
There are a few reasons. People don't like to ask aisle sitters to get up. People are getting heavier, making the middle seat even closer quarters. And then there's a uniquely American part of the problem.
There's a thing called a space bubble. I don't know if you've ever heard of the space bubble.
I hadn't, but train designer Cesar Vergara knows all about it. He's originally from Mexico City, but he's been designing trains in the United States since the 1980s. Here's what he's noticed.
You keep a nice distance from people. You shake hands. You don't go kissing everybody when you meet them and all this stuff, you know? We have a big space around us.
This American attitude is a challenge for railroads.
Good or bad, it doesn't translate very well to public transport.
In Paris, where they do kiss hello, the commuter trains have two seats together, not three. Same in London. In Hong Kong, they have long benches, so they all avoid the issue. Closer to home, Maryland has three-seat benches, says John Hovatter, head of that state's commuter rail system.
Yes, people tend to shy away from the middle seat.
Their solution? Eliminate it.
Most of our service is going to be double-decker cars here, so we will no longer have that issue.
Here in New York, that's not possible. There are some double-deckers on the Long Island Railroad, but they can't run everywhere because they don't fit through the tunnels. The railroad is looking into creative strategies, including adding extra inches to middle seats and changing the upholstery to make the seats stand out more. Since they can't physically change the trains, they're trying to engineer psychology. Or, as Williams put it,
we're nudging. We want to nudge them toward that seat.
Fellow passengers might be nudging, too. The LIRR is the nation's busiest commuter railroad, and ridership is on the rise. With trains increasingly crowded, that middle seat just might start looking pretty good. For WNYC, I'm Kat Aaron.